into the Word of God as part of the church in the end time, as to how we are supposed to live and how God has designed us to function, to be functionaries in the body of Christ. And I pray that as we look into the Word of God, searching through the scriptures and encouraging ourselves as brethren, as pilgrims on the on this journey, I pray that God Almighty will minister life into us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Let's close our eyes as we pray together. A righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for your mercy, your love, your power upon us. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit amidst us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our daily activities. Thank you, Lord, for how thus far you've helped us in our family. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your grace upon our lives, making it possible for us to be gathered together today in one accord in the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that the purpose of our gathering today will not be a waste. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will minister to our hearts, to our lives, that your word being spoken to us today, Lord, will bring about a change to everything around us, everything within us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Glory and honor be unto your name. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. If you're joining us today, this is Family Essence, and the purpose of gathering today is to make sure that we are, you know, we are in synchronization with the mind of God, with the will of God, and to ensure that the love of God is established and is rooted in our lives. And here we are today. And we will be, of course, looking at the Word of God as a church to us, because from time to time, God wants us to renew our mind through His Word. And when we say His Word, we're talking about the Holy Bible. And when we look at the Word of God, there are different church and there are different admonition being written in God's words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, who authored the Bible, to make sure that we stay in balance in this word, because the Word of God is what we have to stay in balance, not to be doing things like the people of the world would do, but to make sure that we are in synchronization with the will and the mind of God. And I pray that as we fellowship together, the Lord God Almighty will touch our lives, will bless our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. So we will be looking at the Word of God in the book of Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23 in verse 23. And part of what we are considering today is to look at the word of Jesus Christ to the sect of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who claimed to be righteous. And then Christ is trying to the essence of Jesus Christ coming into the world is to make sure that we will remain in synchronization with the divine will and the purpose of God. And when you look at Matthew chapter 23, Jesus Christ actually, this chapter of Matthew chapter 23, it's to set the record straight. The essence of Christ coming into the world is to set the record straight. But there are a set that believe that the old ways, which is the commandment that that God gave to Jesus Christ is the only thing that should be followed. Anything outside of these, you are at liberty to do whatever you want to do. Now, when the law was given to Moses for the children of Israel to obey, he gave that law in order for them to be able to experience the sweet fellowship that he desired mankind to have with him. And this law were given to Moses in order for Moses to bring to the knowledge of the children of Israel, to make them accountable, to make them responsible, to put them, to set them straight, in order for them to be in alignment with the mind and the will and the purpose of God. We look at the topic before us here today is weightier matters. Now, when you say weightier matters, this subject, it can be found in the book of Matthew and can also be found in the book of John. So we will consider the book of Matthew. We'll look at Matthew chapter 23. And in verse 23, of course, Christ was trying to explain to the sect of the Pharisees here, explaining to them what it means to serve God, what it means to have a solid foundation in order for them to walk and to do the will of God. And then he highlights so many things here, so many elements, let me put it that way, so many elements that the Pharisees actually consider important, but in the eyes of God, they are unprofitable. Those things are things that should not be found in the in God's children, in the people that claim that they know God and they obey God. In verse 23 of the book of Matthew, it says there, Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, says there, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought ye to have done, and not to leave the others undone." Now, when you look at this, everything Christ is trying to put before the Pharisees. The Pharisees are the religious leaders during the Roman Empire, and there were people who are considered to be lettered in the Word of God, in the Scriptures. But what they know to be the teaching of God, the mind of God, was the law given to Moses. Even the set of law given to Moses were not fully obeyed by this set of Pharisees. So when Jesus Christ came on board, the goal of Jesus was to make sure that we stay in balance, okay, to be in alignment with the mind and the will of God. Jesus Christ, he has been with the Father.